News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow marks the start of the first Brazos Valley Fair. Visiting Fiona Lockhart to get you ready to go for the activities.
It's going to be 4 days of full fair, and it will include everything from livestock shows to rodeo performances, entertainment on our nightly stage, as well as daily entertainment from some local acts. The full carnival, lots of educational exhibits, lots of rides and petting zoo things of that nature, agriculture related, that are lots of fun for the whole family.
Is the collective head spinning from the fair staff trying to get all this put together in time to pull this off?
It is spinning rather quickly. This is a pretty big challenge. Anybody who has started an event knows that any event of any size is a lot to do, but this being one of the biggest events to really come to the Brazos Valley in, goodness, many years, to have a full four-day event, there's just a lot of bits and pieces, especially the first year. You know, you get not only the schedule you're figuring out and who's going to come, but also just the unknowns of having a first event. You just don't know. But everything, the reception we've gotten from the public has been great, tons of excitement, and so we're really looking forward to what it's going to turn out to be.
I don't know if you have any numbers in front of you, like the number of entries in your competitive events or the number of volunteers are going to be assisting or anything else to try to quantify just how big of a deal this is.
Well, right now we have over 800 exhibitors, livestock entries in our livestock shows. So a lot of those people also can enter the day of. So we are expecting over 1,000 animals, 1,000 entries for the livestock shows, which we are just super pumped about. You know, you always go, oh, are they going to show up? But we have had great turnout and great reception from the livestock industries. We'll have an open Brahman cattle show. We'll have a dairy goat show, and those are for all the way from professionals down to kids can show in those. And then we'll also have some prospect shows that are open to kids from across the entire state of Texas. And we'll have a heifer show, a steer show, a meat goat show, and a lamb show. So those ones we've got, like I say, we're hoping to have by the time the fair rolls around over 1,000 for those. And right now we're up right about 250 volunteers. So we are still looking for volunteers. Still need some more help. It's a pretty big event to put on, but we've had a really good reception from everybody.
Visiting with Fiona Lockhart, the Brazos Valley Fair, getting launched tomorrow. You've touched a lot on the agriculture aspect of the fair, but it's more than just agriculture.
It is. It's a family fun event. We are, this fair, there is so much in the Brazos Valley and so much going on. And obviously we've got A&M, we want to highlight that, but there's so many other great things in our community. So we've really tried to pull in some local vendors, some local acts from our daily stage, just things to highlight our community, to show what's out there and show what great things are around here and really pull in, you know, from all areas, not just Brazos County. We're really targeting 8 surrounding counties, but we want to make it something where people come in and they go, wow, you know, if I come from out of town, I might want to move to College Station. This is a cool area. I didn't know what was going on here. We have educational exhibits as well as some research information going on in the exhibit hall to show people just a little bit of what goes on that people just don't hear on a day-to-day basis. So really highlighting the entire community with some items around it that we hope will get people excited about our area.
What about in the way of commercial exhibits?
Commercial exhibits, we have everything from jewelry and purses to clothing. We've got insurance. We've got, goodness, we've got some great landscaping people coming. Again, a little bit of everything. So a lot of agriculture things, but also a lot of just fun things to get out and see.
Continuing a visit with Fiona Lockhart, the Brazos Valley Fair, I'm curious about what went behind setting the dates at this time of the year.
You know, it's amazing. There are a lot of smaller fairs around, so trying to just fit in on the schedule with your rodeo schedule and your carnival schedule and all the different things. It's a little bit of a tough fit, but we're right at the beginning of, as we call, fair season for the fall. There's really two fair seasons, fall and spring, and we know the majors are all in the spring. But this, for us, it's a great start off. A lot of these kids, this is perfect to get their animals out and practice before they go to the state fair. There's not actually a livestock auction with our prospect shows, so they get to take their animals home and keep on competing with them. competing with them. And the only show that we've got this year that they will sell animals, we have the Youth Commercial Heifer Show and Sale. It is actually in its 15th year. They used to be out at the Bryan Livestock Commission, and we've moved them in with us. They will sell their animals at the fair on Sunday. But other than that, the rest of them will take them home and get to keep showing them. So it's a great start off for a lot of kids, even close by and even from across the state, where they can get out before the majors, as we call it.
Anything else that I've missed?
Let me tell you about the fun run. It's called Hightailing It for Heifers. It's a 5K fun run walk. It's on Saturday morning of the fair. If they come out and do that beforehand, they also get a free ticket to the fair if they enter that. Just another fun thing to do along with all the other things that will be going on.
Again, starting the 6th, running through the 9th, and one price gets you in, and there's no parking charge.
There is no parking charge. We will have some satellite parking on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the A&M Health Science Center on 47 if we overflow on these parking lots over here.
Oh, let's say when the parking fills up.
Yes, when the parking fills up, exactly. We hope to have a huge crowd out here, and we are super excited and looking forward to it. Wednesday, we have a carnival sneak peek from 5 to 10 p.m. It's just the carnival only. The fairgrounds will not be open yet. Thursday and Friday, gates open at 4 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to midnight. And Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ticket prices, it's a great cost. 13 and older is $10. That gets you in everywhere, including the rodeo, the concerts, all throughout the grounds. Youth ages 4 to 12 are $5, and kids under 4 are free. And a season pass for all 4 days, $25. So hopefully everybody will come out and have a great time and have some fun at the fair.
Who's your carnival provider?
Wright Amusements. They're actually the same guys that have done the carnival over at Post Oak Mall, except the only difference is over at Post Oak Mall, it's less than one-third of his actual carnival that he can set up over there now that the restaurants and everything have come to Post Oak Mall. So we have a fully fenced 5-acre lot. So it will be completely full of rides. We're going to have everything you can imagine. The whole 5 acres will be filled with rides, and we are really looking forward to having some fun stuff to do over there with the carnival.
Especially at night. Can't wait to see the lights.
It should look awesome.
Thanks again to Fiona Lockhart, the Branson Valley Fair, for the preview. Again, the sneak peek at the carnival tonight, the fair getting its 4-day run started tomorrow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.